since the presidential election, George Orwell's 1984 has become a bestseller again. The dystopian novel, in which the main character works at the Ministry of Truth, creating fake news for a totalitarian regime, has been adapted for the stage, and it's opening on Broadway next week. Jeff London reports.
All of the ideas are in the play. Ignorance is strength. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Big Brother is watching. After a recent performance, I spoke with a pair of doctors from Great Neck, New York, Alvin and Dorit Friedman. They said they were struck by how contemporary the 1949 story feels.
Big Brother is watching us, that's for sure.
The most quoted phrase ever, Big Brother is watching.
Right. Little did we know that that was going to be reality.
Facebook and Amazon know what you like. George Orwell wrote his novel in reaction to the fascism and totalitarianism that had engulfed the globe during and after the Second World War. The novel has always been a steady seller, says Bruce Nichols, the book's current publisher at Houghton Mifflin Harcourt.
1984 holds up because Orwell's political incisiveness, when he talks about newspeak, it applies to all kinds of spin which we see every day, and it seems to only ever get worse.
1984 shot to number one on Amazon shortly after the inauguration, with this exchange on Meet the Press.
You're saying it's a falsehood, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that. But the point remains.
Alternative facts?
When Winston Smith stands up in front of us and says there are truth and there are facts, freedom is the freedom to say that 2 + 2 = 4, because it does. That means something in this context.
Duncan McMillan co-authored and co-directs the adaptation, now on Broadway.
It's quite something to bring it to New York now in this political climate.
You don't have to be an expert to know that newspeak is the only language in the world whose vocabulary gets smaller every year. It's a beautiful thing, the destruction of words.
The audience reaction changes nightly, depending on the current news cycle, says Duncan McMillan. We spoke the day after President Trump announced the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accords.
Last night was like a sort of volatile town hall meeting. People were shouting out resist, people were arguing with characters and applauding certain sentiments. And it wasn't just, you know, a liberal audience. It was little pockets around the room sort of debating with each other. And that felt really live and exciting.
The actors feel it too. Tom Sturridge plays Winston Smith, the protagonist.
We're all in this room together. We're all experiencing this together. And we influence each other. Like the way you listen, the way you react, shout out in this play, which is extraordinary, makes you enormously complicit in the evening that we have together.
I change the truth. I falsify articles. I write lies. I delete things, records, photographs, people like your grandfather.
You delete?
Yes, I push a button and it never existed at all.
Winston's lover, Julia, is played by Olivia Wilde. People have a tendency to forget there's a love story at the center of 1984. She says the stage adaptation messes with the audience's heads, as does the book. Winston Smith is willing to do anything to bring down the government for which he works, even when pressed by the duplicitous character O'Brien.
While we're on stage, we can feel the audience slowly falling into line behind Winston. They embrace him as their hero. They root for him. And then he has the line. Well, O'Brien says, if it would help the party, would you throw acid in a small child's face? And we can hear this gasp from the audience. And he says, yes. And suddenly we question, well, hang on a minute. Am I Winston? I thought I was Winston. Am I willing to go that far? I don't think I am.
The adaptation forthrightly deals with the novel's concepts. Who controls information and language to assert power? Living in a perpetual present. The concept of doublethink. Keeping two opposing thoughts in one's mind while genuinely believing both. But it's the visceral nature of the production, with graphic images of torture, which has made some audience members walk out. Co-adapter Duncan McMillan.
It's not an easy evening, I should warn people. It doesn't give you any conclusions, actually. And it leaves you with something, I hope, if it works properly, to resolve in yourself and with each other to try and work out what the hell it is you've just been exposed to, as it is with the novel.
Amanda Bias, a high school teacher from New Jersey who came with a group of co-workers, teaches the book to her seniors.
I don't think kids necessarily know what they're always getting as a source and the information they're getting. We have to teach them what's right and what's wrong and at least what's credible. I think that's a pretty good message.
Especially, she says, in the world we live in now, where 2 + 2 can sometimes equal 5. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.